It's 4 o'clock, and that means it's time for the Apollo Bay Health Check, brought to you by Otway Community Health. And I've got Deborah Chiarza in the studio as usual. Hi, Deborah.
Hi, Bob. How are you?
I'm excellent. Yourself?
Great. You're right? And yeah. Improving.
Great and improving. Good.
You're not quite sure what to ever say to that, are you?
Well, you are, but yes. No, we don't need to press too hard. And so what's been happening around Otway Health this week?
Well, we've got a couple of things to share with everyone. The first thing that we wanted to tell people about is that on March the 8th, it is International Women's Day, celebration of women and the contribution women make to the globe around the world. And we're having the opportunity to celebrate along with our sisters and daughters and mothers and every other woman around the world and our brothers, fathers and others. We like men to join in the celebration as well, as we acknowledge women. And we're having an event at 2:30, on the 8th of March in Marawarn Neighbourhood House. And a well-known, lively character who people I'm sure will recognise, Siska Verwoerd, is coming to speak.
Okay.
As people know, Siska's a well-known artist and she's had a very colourful life and she's had some interesting experiences along the way and has some stories to share and tell us. And we'd love for as many people as possible to join us that afternoon in Marawarn at 2:30.
On the 8th of March.
8th of March.
Yes. I'd be interested in that if I'm around. The Siska's pretty interesting. She's a woman not backward in coming forward.
Siska's also been on the board of directors at Otway Health for how many years now? Since 2007.
Okay.
So she's well known to the organisation and well known around town.
Okay.
The other thing I wanted to share and talk to people about is an upcoming event that we're holding at Otway Health out the back, just alongside the Laura Pengilly wing back door. We're going to have a rummage sale. We've got some sheds where we store things and in a bit of a clean-up blitz at the moment, I've decided we'll get rid of some of the stuff that we've had in storage that we no longer need.
Right.
So there'll be all sorts of things for sale and we're having an all-day rummage sale. And we have also got lots of things from Second Sales Op Shop that we'll put on racks and have for sale. So we'd like people to come along from 9 till 4 o'clock to support us in that rummage sale. And we'll also run a cake stall at the rummage sale. So any donations of cupcakes or cakes that people would like to donate so we can sell and make some money would be gratefully received. And the reason we're having this rummage sale is to, A, get rid of junk, but also as a fundraiser.
That's not really very good marketing, Deborah.
Well, I call it junk affectionately. We all know what happens at rummage sales. We have lots and lots of goodies. Some of it's junk, some of it's trash, some of it's treasure. So we'll just put it all out there and say, you never know. One man's trash is another man's treasure, they say.
I did try and convince Sally Forrester to put a couple of nice red couches out that were in her office, but she declined.
Oh no! Yeah. Well, see, they're not part of the itinerary for the list for that day yet.
All right. So, so an interesting assemblage of
it will be
potential bargains.
Absolutely.
Yes?
And on a serious note, the reason that we're doing it is A, to clean up the organisation, but also the funds that we raise will be used to refurbish our aged care residential wings.
Okay.
It's a great opportunity for us to look at some of the rooms really need some clean up, some painting, some freshening up, new curtains, new furniture, all those things to help our residents, because it is their home, to make their home have a bit of a freshen up and to we'll use that money for the refurbishment of our aged care.
Yeah, and it'll be a bit of a hoot. It'll be a good event.
Yeah, I think it'll be good fun.
Yeah. Okay.
I'll be there all day, so I'd love for people to come.
Well, you're there all day every day.
I am. That's true. That's right, Bob.
What's the date and time again?
It's Easter Saturday, which the date of Easter Saturday this year is the 26th of March. Saturday, 26th of March, 9 till 4, out the back of the car park in Ramsden Street.
Fantastic. Now, you've got Dorothy Richards with you.
I have. Because we're focusing on our aged care residential wing, mm. I thought I would bring a couple of people along with me today to introduce you. And Dorothy is well known around town, but within our organisation, she's not only well known, but she's much loved and very respected. She is one of our personal care assistants, PCAs, we call them. She works with the nurses in the organisation, and we think she makes an amazing contribution to what we offer at Otway Health. So I thought it'd be nice for people to get to know Dorothy a little.
Indeed. If you live in Apollo Bay for very long, you will anyway. Hi, Dorothy.
Hi, how are you?
What's your boyfriend with you?
Yeah. He's gorgeous, isn't he?
his name's Paddy?
Yes, that's it right. Certainly is. That's
right. Yeah. G'day, Paddy.
Paddy Dare.
Yeah, not bad. Did you get a surname or did you
Yes, Fitzgerald.
Paddy Fitzgerald.
Yes, I was born on the 17th of March. 1926.
26, you'd be.
That's why my full name is Justin Patrick.
Justin Patrick.
Fitzgerald, and I came along on the 17th of March, and I've been Paddy ever since.
That's the same age as my father would be, rest his socks, so you're doing well.
Yes. You hit a little bit of a pothole every now and again, but only very small.
Now
a bit of a rut, and then you come out okay.
Now, you live at Laura Pengelly.
That's right, I do, yes.
How long have you been there?
I would say it would be going that close to 2.5 years. It really wouldn't matter.
Okay.
Yes.
And you're keen to get out of the place?
No, I'm not keen to get out of the place. I think it's a very good spot.
Okay.
It's one of the best places that you can possibly find. Because when I've been a dairy farmer all my life. I was dairy farming down at Princetown. That's down near Apollo Bay, down near Port Campbell.
Yep.
And my wife and I decided we'd retire, and we were looking around for places, and we found, we knew of Apollo Bay, and we found that Apollo Bay was the best place of all.
Okay.
Just by looking through, it seemed a very friendly place and a nice, quiet place, and it had a very good name. So we settled on Apollo Bay.
So, and you moved here in your retirement? A few years ago, 10 years or more?
No, I've been here now for nearly 16 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
And
I have been here 16 years, yes.
So what brought about the move to Laura Pengelly then?
What, beg your pardon?
What brought about the move to Laura Pengelly?
What made me?
Yeah.
Oh, just old age. I suppose I'd had enough. I'd been milking cows for many, many years. I've been a farmer all my life.
Yep.
And it was time I got out.
Okay.
And so I came down here and we moved into a unit. We found a unit and we took that over and bought that, and my wife died. She only lived with me for 4 years, and then she died.
Okay.
Unfortunately. And I've been on my own ever since. And I went stone blind, and I couldn't look after myself any longer. 3 years since I've been blind, went blind. I looked after myself for 12 months. And found that I'd had enough, and so I decided I'd already booked into Pengelly, and I talked to different people and the doctor and different ones, and he said, well, it's up to you. So I decided to move in.
I see. Deborah, is it difficult to get into Laura Pengelly? I mean, it's a pretty nice place.
It is a nice place. It depends. Everybody has different needs and different circumstances and different arrangements with their family. Some people will stay at home for as long as possible, or they'll have people that they can live with, or, like, for example, my mother-in-law lives with us, but she's independent in her own self-contained granny flat. So it depends on people's needs, the age they're at, the physical abilities that they've got. If they've got any chronic conditions, depends on their care needs. There's a whole lot of things that make the decision to move into supported care or an aged care residential unit. it's wide and varied. So as Paddy's just said, his story was uniquely his story, and he decided that it was time to come in and have some assistance that what we could offer there. And the way that we approach it in the residential area is that we create the environment for the person's room and the environment to be their home. It's not just a hostel, and it's not just like in the olden days we used to have nursing homes and people would be lined up in beds in big wards. This is about trying to make the transition from one phase of life to the next phase of life as comfortable and as easy as possible for people.
Well, can I say something?
Yeah, absolutely. Go right
ahead. I can assure you this. You would never find a better place to go.
Okay. And so what makes it so good, Paddy?
Just the staff and the general atmosphere and the meals and the way they look after you. It's so friendly and homely. Everybody, the staff, they take a personal interest in you, and they want to know everything they possibly can to know about yourself and your family and what you've done and where you came from, and they tell you the same, and so everybody knows everybody. And that's it.
Okay.
And it makes a big difference.
And you're a reasonably active fellow for your age. You like to get around a bit?
I wish I could get around a bit more. I would if I... the only reason why I can't get around is because I can't see.
Mm. And so Dorothy, does that mean that you take Paddy on trips and describe things to him and that kind of stuff?
Yes, we do describe a lot of things to Paddy, a lot.
Yes.
And he does go on trips, which is great. He goes in the bus on the bus trips, and you would enjoy that, don't you, Paddy?
Oh, yes.
No, but we do have to describe lots of things to him, and that's fine because, you know, it works very well for all of us.
Yes,
no problems there.
Bob, you asked about people coming to the residential units at Otway Health. Anytime somebody is interested to know more, we can always provide a tour, or they can pop in and talk to Nicole, who's come in here with me before, and have a chat, or talk to the nurse unit managers, or even talk to people like Dorothy. The unit's staffed 24 hours a day, so there are always people there, and we're always happy to discuss individual needs with families and with people who think that might be a good opportunity or a good choice for them.
So how many people are resident there at the moment, Dorothy?
I think we've got 11 at the moment. Okay. Yes, I think it's 11, yes.
So it must lend itself to being a big family feel rather than...
It is. Yeah. It's fabulous. It is a big family. It absolutely is. Not just for myself, but for everybody who works there and for the residents. I mean, we are a big family.
Okay.
And that's where we're probably luckier even than the nurses, because we have a different sort of relationship. We do different things, and it is, you know, just like living in a large family.
Okay. Right down to various music choices that people like.
Yes, absolutely.
So you're a bit of a hard rock fan, are you, Paddy?
No, not a rock fan. No. I like music. Yes,
yep.
I like music.
Yeah. Any particular kind?
Something with a bit of a moral to the tune. Yes. I suppose you'd call them a sort of a ballad, wouldn't you? Or something, a story. To the song. That's what I like. I like those sort of things.
And do you miss the farm at all?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Yes, but I'm very, very lucky I'm not farming today, though.
No, it'll be tough work.
Very tough, yes. I don't envy the farmers today, but I'm not sure how they're going, but I would imagine from what I could see with the cost of power and fertilisers and feed bills and so forth, I don't think there'll be any millionaires.
No. So you reckon you've been blind for 2 years? Three years
I've been blind. Yes.
Yeah.
So stone blind. I went stone blind as if somebody just turned the line down.
So it just came on all of a sudden?
All of a sudden, just bang, out.
So how did you deal with that?
Well, you have to. You have to. You either survive or you don't survive.
Yep.
The main thing is that you must try and maintain your independence for as long as you possibly can. If I find that if I can do something, I'd far sooner do it myself than rather have someone to do it for me. And I think that helps you a lot. In fact, it does, because you get, I've done that, you know.
That's right.
I've done that without help. And that's a psychological boost.
It gives you some satisfaction. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, we might play a little music at this point on the Apollo Bay Community Health Check, brought to you by Otway Community Health on ABR. Duke Rebellion with some age-appropriate music, because I'm in the studio here on the Apollo Bay Health Check with Paddy, and who's a resident at Laura Pengelly, and in his own words is stone blind, and it happened overnight, which is pretty amazing, really.
No, it didn't. Pardon me. Well, within a second.
Within a second?
Yeah. That's just turned the lights out. They just went. I went straight out, straight blind.
Good grief.
Yeah.
And did you think I'll sit down and have a cup of tea and this will pass? For, you know, did you think it was?
No.
It felt like it was gone for good.
No. It just went out.
All right. Now you have a bit of a good time at Laura Pengelly, and there might be a couple of residents you want to say good day to on the radio.
Oh, I'd just like to say hello to everybody there, and I'm thinking of you, I can assure you that I won't get you into trouble.
Oh, no stories out of school.
No stories out of school.
How is it that a certain resident came to be calling you the king?
I have no idea.
But you don't mind being called
the king? Look, I don't mind at all what goes on. I like to see it. It means that to see those things go on, because it creates harmony. And where you have harmony, you have friendship.
That's true.
Yes.
So, Dorothy, there's a fair bit of harmony in the place.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. As a matter of fact, not so long ago, Paddy had a fantastic concert, a really wonderful concert in the hostel. And I think maybe I can maybe let him explain how it all happened, because it also happened with a friend of his called Neil. Paddy?
Yes. Well, We decided, well, actually, it's a long story, really. I'll make it as quick as I can. I used to, when I was a youngster, about 18, I suppose, 17, during the war, I was on the essential services. I was on my father's property, and I had four brothers, and they'd all gone off to war, and I had to stay and look after this property he had. And there was an army camp down at Bacchus Marsh, big army camp there, and I used to play the guitar on a sing the cowboys and western songs.
Okay.
And they used to come and pick me up when they had their entertainment nights, and I'd go down there and play and sing there. And well, of course, that's 70 years ago, and like a fool, I took up smoking, which was the silliest thing that anybody can ever do, and it ruined my voice. And I got up and went, completely lost my singing voice. It just completely ruined it. So I gave it completely away and forgot all about it. And I decided I was a bit bored with Sip and the coordinator we had used to play the piano for us, and we used to do a bit of singing and every now and again, and he used to say to me, we must go out on the road together, you know, just joking. And I just took it with a grain of salt, and I thought, oh, well, I'll take up this guitar again. So I borrowed a guitar, and I couldn't handle it because the strings were too close together. So anyway, Neil Melville, he's done a fair bit of acting and so forth, and we got talking. He came in to see me, and He said, "Oh, you got a guitar?" And he picked that up and he started singing. He said, and then I told him, I said, "What was happening?" And he said, "What songs did you sing?" And I said, "Mainly Johnny Horton."
All right.
And he picked the guitar up and started swinging, and we started singing again. He said, "You're not bad." He said, "You're not bad." he said, "You're damn good." And I said, "Oh, no, hang on, I'll give you the other leg." And he said, no, he said, "We'll do a concert." And that's how it started.
Okay.
And he said, "I'll sort out some songs," and he came and put, I said, "Well, I can't see the thing." He said, "I'll get a DVD, get a disc for you."
Mm.
And he came in with 10 songs, and he said, "Learn 8 songs out of those, 8 or 9, learn eight of these songs." And so, which I did, and we put the concert on at the unit.
Okay, and brought the house down.
It was very popular.
Okay.
Very popular. And it's very good. I really enjoyed it.
That's good. That's right. So, Dorothy, is entertainment a frequent feature of life at Laura Pengilly?
Yes, it is. Probably we'd like it to be a little more frequent, so maybe it's a good time if there's anybody who can play the piano.
Mm.
We would absolutely love to have somebody who can come in and play the piano for us, because that is something the residents love, you know, pretty much more than anything. So if anybody's listening, please let us know. We'd love to have you. But, you know, we do listen to a lot of music, and we do sort of hang out a lot, I must admit, and discuss things. And entertainment's a huge thing up there for people. We all need to be entertained. We need to have a good time. And
I don't think there's anything more enjoyable than to sing around the piano.
Yeah.
And have a good sing song.
And I must say, Paddy learnt the words, because he can't read, because he can't see to read.
Yep.
He learnt the words of all of those songs.
Yep.
Absolutely amazing. Didn't you, Paddy?
Yes, I didn't know the words.
There's no way I could have learnt them. Yeah. But he literally just learnt the words of those songs, which I think is pretty amazing.
Well, here's a little offer from ABR. Next time you organise a little soiree, we will come up with our portable recording equipment and record some of the material and play it on the radio.
Fantastic.
At no extra cost.
Wonderful.
so Deborah's relief.
That's just as well.
Yes.
So have a think about that for the next little.
Well, we are working on one at the moment. Neville and I, we're just trying to. I'm waiting for Head to sort out and see what songs he comes up with.
Okay.
And he'll bring some songs in for me, and he'll say if I don't like them, well, he'll dig up something that we do.
Well, we just have to try and keep him away from the microphone, that's all.
I know, he can sing.
I know he can sing. It's just that he gets enough exposure.
Right, you know Neil.
Yeah, I do know Neil.
You
can't live in Apollo Bay and not know Neil.
No.
It's a bit like Dorothy Riches.
Well, that's dead right.
Look, it's been really delightful talking to you today, Paddy.
Thank you very much.
And I'm sure you're up for many more years of good times.
I hope so.
Mucking about in the dark at Laura Pengilly.
Hope so.
Does Mark describe his pictures to you? Does Mark ever describe any of his pictures to you?
He gave me one he's done in pastel.
Yeah.
And he might as well have just given me a blank paper.
Well, be careful, he might have.
Well, he could have. But no, Mark's not like that.
No, he wouldn't do that.
No.
And but he does describe the pictures to you, doesn't he?
He's the one that calls me king.
Dorothy, thank you very much for bringing Paddy in. Paddy, lovely
it's
to talk
pleasure.
To you.
Thank you very much.
And Deborah?
Thank you.
A few final words?
Just to remind everybody about the rummage sale on Easter Saturday, the 26th of March. We'd love to see as many people as we can, and remember the money will be fundraising for a very good cause.
Come and have a rummage. Bring a plate of good cakes if you've got something nice that you'd like to donate. Thanks very much. This has been the Apollo Bay Health Check, brought to you by Otway Community Health on 3 ABR.